Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is time now to take a look at headlines out of China over the last few days. And it looks like China and Russia are working towards a strong relationship, with China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi expected to visit Russia sometime this week. Let's find out what we know so far about the visit and what we can expect to come out of this trip. Also, China is still standing firm on retaliatory sanctions and made Europe freeze a landmark investment deal with them. But in light of the situation, can China afford to lose more investment deals related to the EU? Could this backfire? That's another thing we're watching out for. And one headline that's caught a lot of people's attention, a Chinese pharmaceutical company coming forward to say that they're willing to provide Taiwan with BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines. The thing is, will Taiwan put aside their political differences with China for the sake of these much needed COVID-19 vaccines? Let's try and deal with this headlines. Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief at the Straits Times, helping me out this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks a lot for helping me with these. Let's start off with China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi visiting Russia this week. This is set for strategic talks as the two countries try to strengthen ties in the face of tensions with the United States. What do we know so far about this, and what can we expect to come out of this meeting?
Hi, good morning. Yang Jiechi, who is the highest-ranking diplomat in China, will be in Russia for the 16th strategic and security consultation between the two countries. And this is coming just days after President Xi Jinping and President Vladimir Putin both jointly launched a nuclear energy project where Russia will help China build 4 nuclear reactors. Putin had described during the launch that the relationship between the two countries had reached the best level in history, and the two presidents had earlier pledged to strengthen strategic coordination in an era of global turbulence. The veiled message there was, of course, that the two neighbors are pulling closer as they face pushback by the United States. While the talks could result in some announcements of cooperation, such as in the science and technology arena, part of the objective of the meeting is also for optics and posturing, as the two countries themselves also push back against the Western-led global order.
All right. Don, the other thing that's happening out of China is China standing firm on retaliatory sanctions that led Europe to freeze a landmark investment deal. This, of course, is a bit of a sign that Beijing's willing to sacrifice economic opportunities to protect its own core interests. But the thing is, how long can China keep up with this? I mean, can China afford to lose more investment deals relating to the EU? Would this possibly backfire, Don?
China is certainly willing to forgo this EU investment deal. Even without the sanctions, there were already doubts early on that the deal would make it past the European Parliament. So China was probably already prepared that it would fall through. And there are many within the Chinese government who probably don't see this as a sacrifice, because they believe the EU will benefit much more from this deal than China does. And it isn't in the EU's economic interest to walk away from this deal. We've already seen China turning inwards with its emphasis now on domestic consumption and self-reliance. And this EU deal probably had more to do with political influence rather than economic benefit for the Chinese. And if it is related to its core interests, and in this case it was about Xinjiang, then there is no room for compromise as far as the Chinese government is concerned.
Okay, final issue that we're interested in. China's Shanghai Foshan Pharmaceutical Group's chairman Wu Yifeng has spoken to Xinhua News Agency, saying that his company is willing to provide Taiwan with BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines, all this coming amid the spike in domestic infections on the island of Taiwan. We know that tensions between China and Taiwan are at an all-time high, but could this willingness from a Chinese company to provide vaccines to Taiwan be some sort of an olive branch in that sense? But then again, would Taiwan even accept the help of China? Are they likely to accept it?
This isn't the first time that Fosun or Fuxing has offered vaccines to Taiwan. An offer was made in March, but Taiwan had rejected it at the time, saying it would talk to BioNTech directly about buying its vaccines. But with a surge in infections on the island, there is now increasing pressure for the Taiwanese government to take these China-made vaccines. Taiwan has received only 700,000 vaccine doses so far from AstraZeneca. And while it has ordered millions more, including from other sources such as Moderna, the supplies have been delayed, as is the case with many other parts of the world. Only 1% of the Taiwanese population has been inoculated, and opposition politicians have been urging the government to accept the Chinese offer, and there are growing calls for the Democratic Progressive Party administration to set aside politics to save lives. But there seems to be reluctance on the government's part. Taiwan's health minister, Chen Shizhong, said on the weekend that there isn't enough evidence to show the safety of the China-made vaccines, and laws will have to be amended for Chinese vaccines to be imported.
Certainly a difficult balancing act, setting aside politics for the sake of saving lives, but at the same time ensuring safety is involved. Well, thank you so much for that perspective, Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief at the Straits Times, speaking with us. Don, I'll catch up with you again next Tuesday.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.